I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Suspected Islamic insurgents attacked the U.S. Embassy in Yemen, killing 10 Yemeni police officers and civilians. An embassy spokesman says 6 attackers disguised as Yemeni forces were also killed, including one wearing a suicide vest. A State Department official says no U.S. embassy employees were killed. The embassy's exterior was damaged by at least 4 explosions. A third child has died as a result of China's growing tainted baby formula scandal. The government now says more than 6,200 infants nationwide have been sickened by tainted baby milk powder made by a number of producers. The U.S. government says no Chinese baby formula has been allowed on the U.S. market. Struggling insurance giant AIG is getting much-needed help from the Federal Reserve. In an unprecedented move, the Fed is lending AIG up to $85 billion to stave off bankruptcy. In return, the Fed gets about 80% of AIG's stock. The historic move puts the government in charge of a private insurer that it does not directly regulate. AIG had been on the brink of failure because of the subprime mortgage crisis and the resulting credit crunch. Jurors in O.J. Simpson's trial are hearing about a key piece of evidence in the case today. It's 10 hours of audio recorded during and after the confrontation that brought the charges against Simpson and a co-defendant. An FBI audio expert's deposition about the tape is being played back on video. The man who made the audio tape is the collectibles broker who arranged the meeting between Simpson and memorabilia dealers. He could be called to the stand later today. The presidential candidates today. Barack Obama is in Nevada. He has an event scheduled in Elko this afternoon and a rally in Las Vegas this evening. John McCain is spending the day in Ohio. Earlier today, he was in Maumee, a suburb of Toledo. Tonight, he's in Worcester to rally more of his supporters. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Just stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.